Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People on Chinese social media are also sharing the song "Do You Hear the People Sing?" from the 2012 film version of Les Miserables in remembrance of Dr. Lee. It's one example of how residents there are circumventing China's tight controls on free speech. The song is a revolutionary call for people to overcome adversity. For more on this and other news that's playing out on social media, we have with us Femi Ok, the host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. And Femi, along with the posting of that song, from Les Mis, what are the other ways that people, ordinary people really, are getting around China's censors and talking about the coronavirus online?
So much going on Weibo, on WeChat, social media platforms in China. There have been calls for Wuhan to build a statue in Dr. Li's honour. There were images of Dr. Li wearing his face mask. Sometimes across the face mask, there's barbed wire. There's one picture that I saw with a hand gagging him, not allowing him to speak out about the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus. And then also demands for an apology. And that demand for an apology comes in a hashtag. That hashtag has, according to people online in China, being censored. So Go Away With Jay says Chinese netizens are furious. They are demanding an apology for Wuhan government to Dr. Li, created a hashtag for it. Guess what? The government censored this hashtag. Despite the censorship, people are still speaking out. They really feel that Dr. Li is a local hero, and without him, many more people would have died. Without him, again, speaking out on social media.
Yeah, so much developing there. I want to talk about another thing that we're seeing on social media. Gail King of CBS This Morning has been taking some heat after she was criticized in an interview that she did this week about the late Kobe Bryant. Fans took issue because she asked Lisa Leslie, a former WNBA star and a friend of Kobe's, about Kobe's sexual assault case. King responded on the backlash on social media yesterday. What did she say?
Gail King posted on Instagram an explanation for why she would ask a friend of Kobe Bryant about Kobe Bryant's sexual assault case, the rape case from all the way back in 2003. The reason this became such a huge story online was because people were seeing just the little promo clip of that section of the interview. They saw that and they were so mad. They hadn't necessarily seen the entire interview. All they saw was Gail King talking to a friend of Kobe Bryant who is in mourning about a case that had been put to rest some while ago, depending on, I use that phrase advisedly because it may depend what you feel about that actual case and Kobe Bryant. So Twitter lit up on this. People were very upset. So to give you some idea, one poster said it would be fitting for Gail King to have such an interview with Harvey Weinstein and ask him questions about his legacy, because Gail King and her good friend Oprah know Harvey Weinstein. They have been friends with him. They have pictures posted with him. All of this is all being shared online. And that girl at the party, in response to Gail King saying, this is why I did the interview. It was important that I asked this question. But Gail King says that she feels that interview was taken out of context. She wouldn't necessarily have used it as a promotion. And the response that we saw and heard you, insert the topic into the interview. So not everybody is happy about this. And they feel
that
the apology is making it worse.
It's hard to put that back in the bottle, you know, after that promotion's been out. It's hard to like bring that back once it becomes a conversation.
The issue here on social media is, how soon is too soon for journalists to ask those tough questions? Yeah. Black Twitter in particular is upset that Gail King, as a woman of color, is actually asking questions about the other members, very high profile members of the black community. And then the idea is, should you apologize if something is blowing up on social media? Should you let it just die down? This story is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because Gail King is responding, and she's actually responding to her critics online, which almost never happens. She's tweeting backwards and forwards. She's saying, yes, I hear your point. She's having a conversation with her critics.
Mm. And are they responding positively to that?
Some of them are. So it would be remiss of me not to actually say some of the support that Gail King is getting. The Archangel, for instance, says, Gail, you did your job well. People don't understand that as a journalist, you must cover every aspect of a story, whether popular or unpopular. You did your job.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll see that continue on throughout. I've seen a lot of those posts already. It's Fimi OK is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Fimi, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.